This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The wave of athlete protests following the police shooting of Jacob Blake amounts to one of the most broad-based political statements in sports in U.S. history. There was a time, even recently, when athletes paid dearly for agitating for social change. Times have changed. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Olympians John Carlos and Tommy Smith raised their fists at the 68 Olympics. Cassius Clay converted to Islam and changed his name to Muhammad Ali, then protested the Vietnam War. Charles Ross has the African American Studies program at the University of Mississippi. He says those pioneering activists changed the mindset of black athletes.
Listen, we are athletes, but we can still address political issues.
But their activism cost them. Ross says John Carlos and Tommy Smith had a hard time making ends meet. Ali lost his boxing license for 3 years. But Ross says other black athletes were joining them. Tennis player Arthur Ashe, basketball player Bill Russell, football player Jim Brown.
You have a number of individuals who begin to really speak out using their athletic platform.
Billie Jean King pushed for gender equality in tennis in the 70s. Lisa Delpy Narati at George Washington University says King's activism brought more money to the women's game.
It's opened doors for more sponsorship and media.
Some sponsors have embraced activist athletes. Nike built an entire ad campaign around quarterback Colin Kaepernick after he took a knee for Black Lives Matter. Stephen Ross at Concordia University says that came with a cost, too.
It doesn't seem like it's helped him in terms of securing a position on a team.
We're likely to see more companies embracing athlete activism, says Kenneth Shropshire, CEO of the Global Sport Institute at Arizona State University. He says athletes who want to be effective activists need to keep their eyes on the prize if sponsorship money rolls in.
Find a way to, lack of a better phrase, to keep it genuine and to not desert the path that they're on to bring about societal change.
Shropshire says right now, companies are looking for new ways to engage with customers, and athlete activism might be just what they're looking for. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.